Good morning, everybody, and thank you for sticking by me and stopping by the page in the show to see how I have been doing. My family and I have been very ill for the last couple weeks. We were starting to get on the mend, and I will be doing free readings as soon as I have enough energy. Until then, I will be taking appointments only at this time. I did want to talk to you a minute about what is going on, though. A lot of people have conspiracy theories about what is going on, regardless if it's a conspiracy or just happens to be a pandemic that is going through. Either way, the solution is simple. Us humans need to stop being greedy and selfish. We need to stop hoarding everything because everybody's going to need something in order to survive this. Make sure you have enough for your family. That way your neighbors are able to get supplies also. There's no reason to go overboard. With that being said, let's talk about something else. There are some that are saying that they're still going to go outside. They're still going to gather in groups. This is not a good idea. Viruses spread via contact, droplets from your saliva or other bodily fluids. In order to stop the spread of this virus, whether you feel it's a conspiracy or not, is the same. We need to distance ourselves from each other. This is not only to protect yourself, your children, your family, your neighbors. As a human race, it is time that we band together for the greater good. There's no need to panic. Viruses run their course. So we need to band together, let it run its course, and mitigate as much damage as possible. How would you feel if you went out because you wanted to be defiant, and you came home, and your child contracted it, and you sat there and you watched your child cough up blood because their airways were constricted from this virus, or your mother or your grandmother? Just think about it, visualize it, understand it. Take proper precautions if you have to go out, then continue to move forward with your life. There are plenty of things that we can do at home. We have social media. So it's not like we're isolated. We still have ways to communicate with each other. So until I am fully better and have enough energy to do the free readings, I will be posting tips and tricks on how you can help mitigate the damage using things that you would readily have available at home or easily accessible if you happen to have to go out into the community. Now, these are not surefire ways of not getting the virus. They are not cures. They are just things that you can help to mitigate the chances, mitigate the damage. I am no expert, but I have been studying for over 20 years on herbs, essential oils, and such, and I am willing to share this knowledge for the greater good of the human race so we can help each other survive through this. I hope you all have a wonderful Monday. Thank you again for all your well wishes for myself and my family, and I will be back as soon as I possibly can for free readings. Blessings to you all.